From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The decision by House lawmakers to include a reimbursement of the Commodity Credit Corporation in the continuing resolution demonstrates their support for American farmers. According to agrimarketing.com, the measure passed and now goes to the Senate. The CCC was dangerously close to running out of funds, which would have effectively shut down the farm safety net. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced Wednesday low-income Alabama residents recovering from Hurricane Sally could be eligible for aid from the USDA's Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Perdue says households who may not normally be eligible under regular SNAP rules may qualify for DSNAP if they meet disaster income limits and have qualifying disaster-related expenses. To be eligible for DSNAP, a household must live in one of the designated counties, have been affected by the disaster, and meet certain DSNAP eligibility criteria. The National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation jointly filed their opening brief to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, asking the court to strike California's Proposition 12 as invalid. NPPC tells PorkBusiness.com Prop 12 imposes California's preferred animal husbandry methods, sow housing requirements that almost no farmer in the U.S. uses, on the producers of all out-of-state raised pigs. Starting in 2022, Proposition 12 will prohibit the sale of pork not produced according to California's production standards. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.